From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. says it's not ruling anything out in how it'll respond to the Libyan government's crackdown on demonstrators, hundreds of whom reportedly have been killed since the start of the uprising against leader Muammar Gaddafi. The White House says it is reviewing all options, including imposing a no-fly zone over Libya. Earlier, Gaddafi delivered a speech on state television accusing al-Qaeda of fomenting the violence in his country and influencing Libyan youths. High seas are complicating U.S. evacuation efforts from Libya. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports a U.S. chartered ferry is spending another day in a port in Tripoli.
Unable so far to charter flights into Libya, the U.S. government opted for a ferry, but it has been docked for more than a day, delayed now by high seas. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says there are 285 people on board, and he says they're safe.
We have our own security personnel on board the vessel, and the port is secure. There are Libyan security officials in the port area.
40 of the passengers are embassy staffers and families of U.S. diplomats. 127 are private U.S. citizens, Crowley says, and the other 118 are citizens of other countries. He says there are also some Americans at the airport in Tripoli, where thousands of people are still clamoring to get out. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Oil prices are hovering around $100 a barrel, with concern growing about the uprising's disruption to oil production in Libya. Holly Pattenden, head of oil and gas analysis at Business Monitor International, explains what may happen in the U.S. if the cost of oil keeps going up.
The general consensus is that the psychological tipping point for U.S. drivers is when retail gasoline prices exceed $4 a gallon. We saw that happen in 2008, and we saw a real drop in U.S. vehicle miles traveled.
Today, gas prices rose more than 2 cents to a new national average of $3.22 for a gallon regular. Wisconsin's Senate Democrats are still a no-show at the state capitol, despite the latest pressure from the Republican majority. This morning, state troopers were dispatched to the homes of Democratic lawmakers in hopes of convincing at least one of them to return to Madison. As Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson reports, the troopers came up empty.
Republican state senators met briefly to issue a call of the House at 7 o'clock Central this morning. The call lets troopers accompany staff to search for senators. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Mark Miller says his members remain in undisclosed locations. Miller says Republicans must not have believed that Democrats would be able to stay away this long.
It obviously was a sort of a way to test our solidarity.
While Democrats are away, it keeps Republican senators from bringing up a bill that would strip public employee unions of most bargaining rights. The Wisconsin State Assembly is debating the bill today. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.
The Dow's down 45 at 12,064. This is NPR News. General Motors is reporting earnings of more than $4.5 billion for 2010. As Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports, the company made a swift turnaround from its bankruptcy to post its first annual profit in 5 years.
The bankruptcy freed GM of tens of billions of dollars of debt, as well as union retiree health care obligations. That allowed the company to make money, even though auto sales improved only modestly in 2010. There could be some bumps in the road for 2011. Dan Ackerson is CEO of GM. He says the company has been working on a contingency plan for a spike in gas prices.
It's come a little bit earlier, maybe, than the industry or the economy or the world economy expected it or wanted it. So we're going to have to react.
GM also has to improve results in Europe. The automaker lost $1.8 billion there last year. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
New homes apparently aren't selling as well as existing homes, if last month's numbers are any indication. The Commerce Department reports new home sales dropped in January 12.6% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 284,000. Manufacturing remains one of the strongest performers during the country's economic recovery. Last month, orders for durable goods rose 2.7%, driven by a boost in orders for commercial aircraft. But take out transportation, and the numbers are actually down by their largest amount in 2 years. The Commerce Department says orders outside transportation fell 3.6% in January. Still, last month's orders totaled $200.5 billion, deemed a healthy level by economists. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.